This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'm intrigued by that which we allow in our lives to become a resort or a hiding place. I was thinking of that this week. How is it that we make something a resort or a hiding place for evil? Have you ever noticed that what we used to be horrified at years ago, we now laugh at? You ever discovered in your own life that you find yourself laughing at something that 10 years ago or 20 years ago you'd have been horrified at? This is personal too, and it's not for anybody but you and for me as we talk about this. What is it that you find yourself laughing at when you watch television or a movie? What is it that you find yourself laughing at? For instance, a situation comedy will be on TV and it shows somebody coming home inebriated, had a little too much to drink, and they're stumbling home, and people laugh at that. We've all done that, but let me share this with you, and there are some of you where this is real sensitive. It's not funny if it's your dad. It's not funny if it's your wife. It's not funny if it's your husband. It's not funny if it's your son or daughter. Sin loses its sense of humor when it involves somebody you love and somebody you know. Isn't that true? Be careful when you find yourself laughing at something on television that if it went on in your own home, you would get on your knees and weep. You would break down and cry and say, "Not in our house, but I'll laugh at it over here. I'll have a good chuckle over it over here, but not in our house." What we begin to tolerate through laughter sometimes can evolve perhaps into a hiding place or a resort for that which is evil in our lives. You've used the expression, somebody's nursing a grudge. Well, I've never totally understood that until I heard a psychologist explain it. To nurse a grudge means that you have a negative feeling toward another person, and you constantly remind yourself of that feeling by having reminders in our lives. And she told a powerful story when she told this about this at a seminar I was at, that in a South Sea island somewhere that she didn't name, people will actually hang things in their huts to remind them of their hatred for another person. Isn't that hard to believe? You would walk into your hut and you see an object hanging by a string, whatever it may be, and that was to remind you that you're angry at so-and-so. And so you nurse the grudge by looking at that reminder. It was a visual reminder. And we laugh at that and say, "Well, I would never do that. I would never hang anything in my house to do that." Don't be too quick to say that. We just hang things in our hearts. We hang things in our minds, in our spirits, as visual reminders and psychological reminders and emotional reminders. That's right, I'm supposed to hate him. That's right, I'm supposed to hate her. We have allowed things in our lives to become hideouts or hideaways, hiding place or resort for that which is evil. And the Lord says, "I want to drive that out." I want to focus, if we can bring up that passage again in 1 Corinthians 3. Can we bring that up again? "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?" I think that is one of the most important statements for new Christians to understand, that when you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit of God takes up residence in your life. Now, verse 17, if we can bring that up, "If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred." And then I love this last line of Paul's, "And you are that temple." If you don't go home with anything else today, would you go home with that sentence? You are that temple.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.